Parshas Kedoshim 2019, we discussed vaccines in the context of Los Amidol D'Amriecha. That was in pre-COVID times. We discussed the literature at the beginning of the development of vaccines a few hundred years ago, and the halachic questions of at an earlier stage in their development where there's more of a safek sakana, the mafnir yourself into a safek sakana to avoid a potential or greater sakana. We discussed vaccination in the context of Los Amidol D'Amriecha, in the context of what Eli Samach wrote and discussed, and maybe it's a chiyuv along the lines of makkah to protect yourself and to protect others. What I want to focus on tonight, apropos to Parshas Mishpatim, is the connection between vaccination and the imperative, either the allowance or imperative of the Rapo Yerpe in our Sedra that we'll talk about. A lot of what we'll discuss is based on an analysis or presentation in a recently published Sefer, Hachisunim V'Halacha, Vaccines and Halacha, written by a certain Rabbi Menashe Dov Sasson in Eretz Yisrael, with a wide array of haskamos. So we'll talk a little bit about his presentation on this topic. There'll be a little bit of a book review. Okay. So in Parshas Mishpatim, we have Rapo Yerpe, which the Gemara in Bava Kamma Pei Hei Amud Aleph tells us as follows. Towards the beginning of the long lines in this excerpt, so did I have the right line here? Yeah, I think I missed the punchline. So it's right. Yeah, it should be further down. So the Gemara has Verapo Yerpe Mikancha Nitna Rishus Lerofe Lerapos, that the Torah gives allowance to a doctor to heal. So the Rishonim try to understand, what does that mean that you need permission to heal? As the Tosafot Rush asks, Parallel Gemara Brachos Amud Aleph, picture of Ben Yaakov near lines, Shita. What do you need the Gemara to tell you, a drasha that a doctor is allowed to heal? Lama lo yirafu harofim, why shouldn't they heal? Haksiv asheva solo, vidoshinan zui ashavas gufo. So when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, literally, you have to return a lost object. And we understand Hashavas Solo refers to returning a person's health as well. So what's the Havavina the Gemara needs to account for that you would have thought a doctor is not allowed to heal? So the Ibn Ezra, Ala Torah, in a comment that's not accepted, Lalacha, says, Rapo Yerpe, Laos Shanasan Rishus Larofim Larape Hamakos Babsayim, Sheyir b'chutz, that doctors are given license to heal diseases or wounds that are visible. Ra kol choli shu b'fnim, the guf, b'yad Hashem l'rfoso. But any choli that's internal, that's not visible, that's up to Hashem to heal, and that's not within the purview of doctors. So that's not acceptable halacha. But we understand the Gemara's drasha v'rapo yerpe to be much broader, to allow a doctor to heal any illness. So the Tosafot Rush explicitly, and the other Rishonim we'll see a little more implicitly, are bothered. What's the Havamina otherwise? What do you need a drasha to tell you that a doctor is allowed to heal? So Rashi, the bottom line here in this excerpt, Bava Kamma Pehei Amud Aleph, says, "V'lo armin on rachmana machi v'yamasi." Maybe you would have said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick. So who are you to interfere with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan to heal? Or as Rashi says in Brachos, "She'ein darkness of the Adam, klomer lo hayalem lasok berfuas el levakish rachamim." Priorities maybe are misplaced. That why are you bothering with medicine? You should just daven. So that's what the Torah tells you. No, v'rapa yirapa mikan, that a doctor is licensed to heal. Tosos. That's along the lines of what the Ibn Ezra says, lahalacha, so to speak. The Tosa says that was the Havamina. Maybe you'd have thought that you're only allowed to heal something that's bidei adam, meaning if Reuven walks up to Shimon and beats him up, then you're allowed to heal that wound. But if there's some internal disease, so we would have assumed that that's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. That's Xeris HaMelech, and you have no right to interfere. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. Tosei Rosh quotes an opinion. We saw the way he presents the question. So first you say, quote someone who says that the Havamina would have been that you're not allowed to take money for healing. And the Kamash Malan is that, no, you are allowed to take money. That's what we generally assume, that a doctor is only allowed to take Skar Batala, like a Dayan. So Dayanim and doctors should be more or less on the same pay scale. And then the Tosei Rosh says, V'linira, the cholam abayim machmas adam didushi rapeim, v'al cholam abayim me'atzman, ilav krav, v'mina shein l'rfosim. That's like the Tosis we have in Vava Kama. Ramban, Torah Sa'adam is Ramban's Chibur on Hilchos Avelus, but he begins with certain halachas related to illness and everything leading up to death. So the Ramban there quotes this Gemara. This is in Shar HaMichush Inyan HaSakana. Perakachov Altan Rav Shmuel V'Rapo Yerapei Mikan Shenina Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos. Perish Shema Yomer HaRofei Mali B'Tzarezet. That, no, you might have thought that the doctor can claim, why should I get involved? Shema etev in imseisi haring nefashas b'shoge. So I would have thought that the doctor has a right to say, why should I even bother? Maybe I'll make a mistake. Maybe I'll be faced with a malpractice lawsuit. And why should I get myself into this? Mali v'latzara, lefikach nitna l'torah rishus l'rapos. So the Torah says, no, that rishus, and the Ramban later on says rishus here, may mean mitzvah l'rapos. That don't say that you have the right to get out of it and avoid treating someone who's sick, to wherewithal and the knowledge to do so, because maybe you'll get it wrong. No, Torah tells you that you're supposed to do so, and don't worry about potentially messing up. If you do mess up in good faith, so to speak, that's b'shogeg, and you wouldn't be liable for that. That lashon of mikan shenina rishus, that permission, so permission may, in context, really mean chiv. That's what the Torah says in Simon Shin Lamed Vav Yaradeya, quotes this Gemara, and he says, "V'husha yizahir ma'od ma'od kamo sharoi lizar b'dinu nefashos." So either pshat is that you have to be very careful about it, because we're talking about dinu nefashos. Inami, or you shouldn't say, as Rashi said, that you would have thought, who am I to interfere with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan? Why should we get involved with medicine? So he said, no. Ela shenogu shenomer gam b'chol yolo derash Hashem kibur rofim. So you would have said, like that pasuk says, that he wasn't davening to Hashem, it's only asking the doctors. Not only does it mean rishos, it means a mitzvah for the doctor to heal. So it's not just a rishos, it's a mitzvah. And if you shirk your responsibility, then you're liable for potential shvichas damim. If someone ends up dying because you didn't intervene to help. So that's what the Prisha there explains on the Torah, that even though Rabbi Shmuel formulated this Memra in the context of Rishus, Kamashmal and Rabbeinu, the Torah comes along and says, no, mitzvah nami ika. It's not just a Rishus, it's a mitzvah. So that's the Tazek over there, Shilam Advav. Kasha, came into Emes mitzvah, hilama karli tchila Rishus. So if you met mitzvah, then say mitzvah. Why does it say Rishus? V'nir dahachi yukavano se'inyin zeh. The refuah hamitis, hi alpi bakashis rachamim, the mishamaya yesh the refuah. The real authentic refuah is really davening to Hashem. That's the source of all refuah. Machatz divanir pa. Ella, she'ena adam zocha. But not everybody's on the level that they can just daven and have the tefillos answered and get better. Zocha lakach. So not everyone's on that level. Ella, tzarech la'asos refuah al pitava olam. So that's why you have to engage in medical intervention based on the natural order of the world. V'hu yisbarach hiskim al zeh. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was masking to that process, so to speak. Al zeh, v'nasan refuah yidei teva refuah. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the ability to have refuahs within the natural order of the world. That's what it means, nisinus rishus. And nisinus rishus is going on the fact that Hashem allowed for this process of refuah to exist. But as far as the doctor's role, it becomes not just a rishus for him, obligation to be helpful and assist where he's able to. So the author of this Hachisuna Balacha points out that he thinks that maybe the reason that there is a need in the earlier centuries of vaccines for Shuvah Sfarim to justify the use of vaccination is because maybe it doesn't clearly fit in to the standard model of Rapa Yerpe. The standard model of Rapa Yerpe is the person is sick and you heal it. To vaccinate is to take a person who's totally healthy and in the old vaccination to inject them with disease in order to build up immunity so that the body can fight that off and become immune to larger quantities or more serious manifestation of that disease. So maybe you would have thought that is not as clear that Rapa Yerpe extends to that kind of medical intervention. So he quotes many tshuvas that explicitly or implicitly explain that Nova Rapa Yerpe includes this kind of preventative treatment as well. He quotes Rabbi Zilberstein, for example, of a more recent vintage in his Chashukei Chemed in Nedarim, who explains that this is the case and it's included in Verapo Yerpe in the context of forcing parents to vaccinate their children. He quotes an additional raya, the Chisuna Balacha, of course, an additional raya that would seem to indicate that Verapo Yerpe and the of Rifu extends to preventative treatment from a subis. Subis on Daf Nun Beis on Beis discussing the Chiyuvei Habal Leisha, that one of the obligations that a husband has towards his wife is to pay for the medical bills and ensure her medical treatment. So the Gemara there says, Tana Rabbanan, Almana Nizonis Minichsi Salmin, that an Almana is supported from the estate or from the property of the Yisomim, of Itzricha Refua, and the Refua needs, Harei Hikim Mizonos, that has the status of Mizonos as well, that comes from Nechse Yisomim. Shemgan Lilom, a Refua, Sheyesh Lo Kitzba, Nisrapim Miksubasa. If it's a Refua that has a limit, so then that comes from the Ksubamani. Sheyesh Lo Kitzba, Harei Hikim Mizonos. If it's unlimited Refua, then that comes from the Mizonos money, not from the Ksuba money. On Rabbi Yochanan, Asu HaKazah Stam Eretz Yisrael, Kerefua She'en LaKitzpah. So bloodletting in Eretz Yisrael had the status of a Refua She'en LaKitzpah, an unlimited Refua, which is like Mizonos, which is included in the Chiyuvei Habal towards his wife. So you see from here, bloodletting, which is a preventative form of medicine at the time, that's included in Refua, in what seems to be part of the broader rubric of the Rapo Yerpe. He then, the Hachisun and Balacha, raised the question as to whether someone has the right to claim that they follow a different statement of the Ramban. The Ramban al Torah in Parshas Bechukosai in the Tochacha writes as follows. Haklal ki biyos Yisrael shleimim vehem rabim lo yisnai ginyanim betavaklal. So when the Jewish people are on a certain exalted level, they're not subject to normal natural order. Lo begufam, not physically on an individual level. Lo barzam, not on the national land level. Lo bechlalam, lo biyachin mehem, not collectively, not individually. Ki yivarech Hashem lachmam v'meimam, Hashem will bless their food and drink, the asir machlam mikurbam, and remove any illness. Ad shelo yistarchu l'rofei, to the point that no one will need a doctor. Ulishtamer b'derech midakir fuas klal. So no one will need any medical intervention. That's a pasuk ki ani Hashem rofecha. V'chein hayu tzadikim osim b'zman ha'nevuah. And that's what tzadikim would do at the time that there was nevuah, that they were on such a high level that there was no need for doctors. I'm skipping a little. About Hadoresh Hashem, the Navi, lo yidrash merofim. If you're on the level that you seek at Hashem through a Navi, you don't need a doctor. Uma chelak merofim, the base, osei ritzon Hashem. What's a doctor doing in the house of an osei ritzon Hashem? The only point of a doctor is to tell you how to eat a healthy diet, how to be careful about your food and your drink, what to be careful to avoid. And if you are on the level of a sholem who is boteach b'Hashem totally, so then you're not subject to Teva, you have no need for a doctor. So this Ramban is not the generally recommended approach that people should follow. Points out here that Chovas HaLevavos, Shar Bitachon, Shar Dalet writes explicitly not that way. Shar Bitachon, Shar Dalet writes explicitly not that way. That as high of a as high level as person is, you still have to work with Teva. And he quotes here a Piske Riaz, and that Gemara in Bava Kamma that we started with. Lo yomar adam atil b'choni b'borei. A person shouldn't just say, I will totally rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol harifuos me'ito, because all healing comes from Hashem anyway. Ve'eni rosa refuos basar adam. I don't want to rely on doctors. Shatara omra v'rapo yirapei. Is that a stira to your bitachon to go to a doctor? The Torah tells you go to a doctor and have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Birkei Yosef on Shulchan Aruch does quote this Ramban, Yerodei Shin Lamed Vav. He says that this is not the generally recommended approach. But nowadays, you can't just rely on this Ramban. That if you're sick, you have to call a doctor. You can't say that you're on a higher level than the Gedolim or previous generations that did use doctors. Either because of your arrogance, or because you can't be samach on an ace but malkam sakana. So you have to do what's normal and call a doctor. So in practice, does someone ever have the right to rely, say, I assume like this, Ramban? So tshuva shevet alevi revazner ches simen resh nun aleph. Question was, someone who refused medical treatment, so do we say we force him to be treated medically, kofin al hamitzvos, and there's a mitzvah l'rofe l'rafos, or not? So he says, if the person is refusing medical treatment because of his level of bitachon, So then you can't say that's a bittul mitzvah. Maybe he has a right to refuse that treatment. He's not saying it's recommended, because it's a liazor that you should discourage him, so you definitely should discourage him. But at the end of the day, it's not clear that it could be kol for him. However, he points out over here, the chisunim balacha, that even if you're going to make that argument, so that's relevant for an individual where his actions are not going to affect other people. But if by not being vaccinated, that potentially could affect others around you and allow you to transmit diseases to others, then that's a different consideration. So he quotes the most recent volume of Chuvos V'Hagos for Sternbach Chelek Zayin, Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. I believe that this is a letter that was published in the Or Yisrael that we quoted when we spoke about this topic 4 years ago. There, in the context of whether Americans have the right to refuse admission to kids not vaccinated, so he writes, "Hein emes sheulai mimadregas habitachon rashai adam lismach alakadosh baruch hu v'lo lischasin." So maybe a person has the right to say he's relying on his bitachon and on akadosh baruch hu and not be vaccinated. Imu beemes bemadrega gavoa zu shel bitachon l'kol devar, if he's really on that level, meaning if it's not just a convenient excuse, but he operates like that in general. Aval bitachon shayach rak ben adam l'kono. But that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava b'malkim shenogei l'hachnes acherim l'sakanos nefashos, eina rashai l'sakin acherim, el m'chuyev l'fal k'din Torah l'atzal nefashos. But you can't be a baal bitachon on someone else's kashmir. And therefore, it's appropriate for a anhalas Talmud Torah to follow din Torah, and they have every right to demand that their students be vaccinated as a prerequisite for admissions. Then the Chisunim Balacha said, even according to the Ramban, it's arguable that the Baal Bitachon that doesn't see doctors according to the Ramban maybe still should be vaccinated. Number one, part of the Ramban's approach is that the reason for sickness is because of Averos. So on a certain Dargah, you're not worried about those Averos as being fatal, so then you don't have to seek refuah. But if we're talking about something that's preventative, so you're not going to, so the person isn't sick. So it's not that whatever sickness he has is a function of averos because he's not yet sick. So maybe preventative medicine for the Ramban is a different judgment. And then he says, number two, the Ramban, as we read a few moments ago, says that the reason or the context in which a person is not going to medical assistance is because all the doctor is going to do for you is tell you how to eat a healthy diet. Rofim ema seim rakal machal v'mashka lahasir mimenu u litzavos alav. But here, when we're talking about the types of communicable diseases that are treated by vaccines, that's not something that is going to be affected by a person's diet. Maybe that's a different consideration. So he quotes, interesting, Mar Malcolm, in that in the fifth parak of Shkolim tells us that there were various officials in the Beis HaMikdash that had various jobs. So one of the officials was Ben Achia, the Machlokas and Mefarshim. Were these people that had the job at one point in history, or was it always someone named Ben Achia who had this job? So Ben Achia was the person who was in charge of Choli Me'ayim. He was the gastroenterologist on call in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam quotes this halacha as follows, based on the Yerushalmi there in Shkalim, Perek Zayin Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yudalit. HaKohanim Ibnei Shehein Omdin Malaritzba Tamid. So the Kohanim would always stand with bare feet on the cold floor in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ochlin Basar Harbe, and they ate a lot of meat because there's a lot of kachim to go around. They ate Alein Begadim B'Shas Avoda, El Acholik Echad, and they were wearing pretty light clothing because they weren't allowed to layer. They could only wear the big dekuna. So that got cold. So therefore, Haim Cholin Bimayan. So they tended to have stomach problems. Lefikach Ma'amid and Mamuna Echa Cheyem Mivakirosan. So therefore, they had a designated physician who would visit them. Umarape Kol Tachluayan, and he would heal all their ailments. The Ose Ben Tomit, and he would deal with them. Puvanoshev Shetachas Yado. So it wasn't a one-man operation. He had a whole staff, the whole medical practice that was in charge of treating the Kohanim at the base of HaMikdash. So I don't know if these were themselves Kohanim, or if that's a raya that a Kohen can go to medical school, because usually some Kohen can't go to medical school, right? So these were the doctors that treated the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So he quotes the Sefer Maaseh LeMelech on the Rambam. So he says, one second. These were Kohanim, so presumably Kohanim were on a very high level. So why do they need doctors? What about the Ramban? That if the Ramban says, what's a doctor doing in the house of Baal Bitachon? So what's a doctor doing in the super house of Bitachon of the Beis HaMikdash? Don't say that, no, they were just on call in case they ever needed them, but they never needed them, because then that would have been an ace that we should have heard about. So he suggests, I'm sorry? Yeah. Right. Right. So that's what he's saying, that the Ramban's whole point may not apply to preventative medicine anyway. But this is the second point. Meaning, his question is, the Ramban writes that if you are Dorish Benavi, then you're not going to be Dorish Berofim. Ma Chelik Lerofim Bebeis Osei Rasan Hashem. You'll never need doctors because Hashem promises you that everything will be good. Doctors only help to regulate your diet, and Hashem promises you that your diet will be fine. No, I'm probably just... Right. 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 So the point of the Ramban in context is that as far as the food goes, that your food won't get you sick. Yeah, so if you're going to act irresponsibly and walk out in the cold without a coat, then maybe... So in the Beis HaMikdash context, the Rambam has numerous contributing factors that could get someone sick, both the cold as well as their eating habits. So this Maaseh Melech is focusing on the eating habits. It says the following suggestion. V'nir liyashev, v'hachi shani, kevin she'ochlu harbei basar agori machla, Moshe Kasa Rabbeinu, they ate a lot of meat. Al Kain lo espika zechusam, Kemoshe hispik zechus to Rav Yosef, Shinizkayim bo v'rechaz lach mecha, v'esmei mecha, v'asi rosi machla mikir becha. Dehainu, kevin dish kiyam atva pasa melech tocha, mayim suva tishta, so then there's the avtocha, v'asi rosi machla mikir becha, v'rechaz lach mecha. If all you're eating is lachem and mayim, then you can say v'rech lach mecha v'mei mecha. If you're eating basar, then all bets are off. Aval kohanim sh'achlu basar l'rov, sh'shkiya choli, lo speakers of Husam, Umbeduka Kosu, Barekasak Mukhala Fuke, Im Yerba Batanugim, Ain Kan of Tach. That of Tacha for the Ramban, that's only talking about if you're eating a sparing, healthy diet. But if you can eat all the meat of Karbanos, then all bets are off, and then you're going to need doctors, even according to the Ramban. So he just points out that the Ramban's focus is limited to you don't need doctors if you have a normal diet. So again, we're talking about preventative medicine. If it has nothing to do with your diet, then even maybe the Ramban would agree that's Bechlal, Virapo, Yerape. Okay, have a great Shabbos.